the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We need to make a change. We need to be holding our elected officials accountable. We need to make positive change because it's too late for AJ, but there are other children out there that are going to be affected if we don't do something about it. And to throw our hands up and walk away from this issue is like saying, it's okay that this happened. We aren't going to do anything else about it. We can't change it. Well, that's garbage. And what we need to do now is remember that we have to take our community back. We have to take our world back. And we have to say, this is unacceptable.
All right, there's Dave Hoover, whose nephew, named AJ, was killed in a shooting at the movie theater in Aurora this past summer. So these shootings are on the top of everybody's mind, pretty much occupying most of the conversation on the serious news talk, issue-oriented radio programs. You may like or dislike what you're hearing. That is not necessarily here, but in general. But this is the tone and the mood of the country, and we'll reflect that here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, starting off with a reporter named Greg Gutfield talking about school safety and other factors that need to be addressed in the wake of what happened. Will they or won't they?
In times of tragedy, I know that opinions or even facts really don't help the suffering. Saying gun violence has dropped over the last 40 years or that schools are safer than ever, that means very little to people in shock. It's just noise. To me, it's like gun-free zones. They sound really great, but only among the media who work in gun-protected zones. It's easy to champion gun-free behind a Glock. Fort Hood, the dead weren't children, but they were warriors. But they were killed in a gun-free zone, an army base. You'd think the coward Hassan didn't know that. I wonder if those who believe in gun-free zones would announce their habitats as gun-free. Evil seeks the vulnerable. It looks to kick between the armor. And so I ask, why can't a school be as protected as 30 Rock? Is a talking head more valuable than a child? But what do I know? I'm a talking head. I know nothing. As rare as these horrible events are, evil will always be. Addressing mental health issues helps, as well as our culture's obsession with evil. What's up with that? And maybe the media eggs this on, whispering immortality to the loser. Each creep has the same MO, yet we report it like it's new. Maybe it's time to ponder instead of pontificating. Nobody's listening anyway, because they've heard it all before. And tragically, we'll hear it all again.
Is that the reality? Is anything going to be done? Or is the gun lobby too powerful? Or the political system too impotent to do anything about this? Or are we as citizens of this country impotent because we are too diverse? 800-510-8255. The children returned to school in Newtown, Connecticut yesterday. So there was a lot of, as you can imagine, focus on them from the news media, news trucks all over the place. Preparations are being made for students to use a school building in a neighboring town because the school where this all took place was closed. 800-510-8255. Here's host Inga Barks talking to a Connecticut reporter about covering this event.
I don't normally feel sorry for reporters. I'm a commentator for a living. I don't feel sorry for me either. We cover these things for a living. This is what we do. But this is not normal. I mean, this is, I know your job isn't to commentate, but Bo, this is awful. This is, you didn't want this assignment other than to offer honor to the victims, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you got it. You got it. And you're right. I mean, and I never feel bad for reporters either because we signed up for this and it's our job, but look, I mean, this is the hardest story I've ever had to cover. I mean, we just did Hurricane Sandy about a month ago, you know, covered standoffs and fires and deaths and you name it. But this is hands down. I mean, nothing else has been this hard, and part of that is just how close it hits to home. And, I mean, honestly, here in Connecticut on a local level, there's also some blending of roles, too, in the sense that we're connected at the Fox TV station here in Hartford with the Hartford Current. We're both owned by Tribune, the media company. And one of our newspaper reporters scribbled down a name on Friday morning as this was all unfolding, probably at about 10 a.m. He wrote it down, and he gave it to one of his fellow newspaper reporters who I sit right next to in my cubicle. And that's her. He wrote down the first name and the last name, an age, and a town where she was from, and that's it. And he said, can you please find out if my daughter-in-law is okay? And unfortunately, that name was Lauren Russo, a 30-year-old teacher who was killed, who was shot to death.
She was
back to work, you know.
Yeah, she was the teacher. I thought she was 29, but 30 is good enough. She was a teacher who tried to interfere, right? She was the one who hit her students?
I believe so. There's several stories like that. I think Victoria Soto did that as well.
Yes, Victoria Soto, yes.
One. But in any case, you know, the lines are blurred, you know, and so journalists have also lost people in this, you know, and friends and coworkers. And, you know, a good friend of mine texted me. She lives in the town right next door, so I'm on the scene. I'm watching parents pull up Friday morning at 11:30 just to pick up their kids to see if their kids were still alive. And I can't imagine that feeling as a parent, what that must be like to see the looks on, the, you know, just have that feeling of, are my kids still alive, not knowing. And we saw those looks. They ran up to the school, and they didn't know. And then even worse than that was then you see one of two looks after that or feelings and emotions, and that was either extreme relief of my kids have lived, and here they are in my arms, and that people were just bawling their eyes out crying. Holding their kids, clutching them, putting their jackets around them, running back to their cars. And I couldn't even bring myself to even come close to trying to interview those types of people. And that's really our job, actually, because people, you need to hear, you know, what they're thinking. But I couldn't do it. I wasn't going to do it.
No.
Yeah, there's a time where you put the story on the back shelf. And
yeah.
Those other parents still realized that their kids were dead. And that, that was the hard, you know, those are looks that I never want to see again in my life, but I also think I'll never forget.
Okay, there's a lot of yak there. 800-510-8255. This is, as we understand what this format is all about, it's about opinion. Sometimes it's about facts. Sometimes there's information. It's about how you feel and how people up and down the pike in this circumstance feel. Seems to be pretty much there is a word, and it's horror. That seems to be what most people are feeling about this. I was looking at a school teacher's blog. A lady found herself looking at her classroom and how it might be used, or how things in the classroom could be used as a bunker. Enough room for children to hide under desks, under tables. Can you imagine going to work and thinking about that? What in the world kind of a... See, this is the stuff. Our school system has been dismantled badly enough by poor management from the local level through the state level to the federal level. But now on top of it, people who want to do their jobs will be thinking about security instead, racking their brains for ways to safeguard their students, wondering whether there's somebody wandering around in the hall room, in the hallways that could come into their room. It's pretty dark stuff. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Up your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're talking about the school shooting. Here our host, Jim Stallings, and someone that is not identified. I think there's a mental health professional in on this conversation, though, about problems that keep coming up and people still don't get help.
Today's day and age, when we have a young person, say a young man with a mental health problem, with a propensity to violence, I stated in the beginning that he may get 1 hour of treatment a week. I don't think there's enough money going into treatment facilities. We've closed inpatient, or I should say, deconstructed or inpatient psychiatric hospitals over the years. Is this whole system broken, Bob?
Well, it's funding is a horrible situation for us, and I always find it interesting throughout my career is that when something horrific like this occurs, that we're back in the news again, the lack of funding in the mental health services. If you get an hour a week from a therapist, you're very fortunate. First of all, if you have third-party payment, insurance, or cash, I was trying to get a lady some treatment the other day, and it was like 4 to 6 weeks to see a therapist in our area. And I'm going to speak about West Virginia. There's some counties in this state that don't have psychiatric coverage in the state, in the counties. They don't have to go to another county. In Morgantown area, my last recollection, I was told we have about 24% of the psychiatrists in the state are in the Morgantown, Clarksburg, Fairmont area. We're blessed here. And we even, being blessed, still have a long waiting list to get folks in.
If admitted to a psychiatric hospital, a person who is violent or a child of ours who is mentally ill is likely going to be triaged quickly through an often incompetent tune-up of medications that might accomplish nothing and then be sent back home as soon as he is safe or determined to be safe. It seems like we're over-medicating. That's the way we treat the mentally ill today.
The medications we have today, Jim, are absolutely outstanding. They're so much better if people stay on them. One of the big problems I've seen over my career is that folks start feeling better and they take what they call a medication holiday. They get off of them, then the behavior comes back that got them in trouble to begin with. I don't know about the over medication. What I do know is that mental hygiene commitment. If somebody is acting out, threatening themselves or others, one thing families have at their disposal is a mental hygiene warrant, which sometimes is good for a couple weeks at the most. It's the aftercare. It's when they come home, back into the community. What do we have in store for them? What's waiting on them back here? Will they come to their appointments? There's more folks out there needing services than we have people able to provide the services. That's a major concern of mine.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In the first part of the hour, aimed at listening to discussions on radio and television of the shooting and discussion of these sorts of tragedies, and we'll take your calls coming right up. You'll get in the queue at 800-510-8255. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut about the gun laws in that state and mental health issues as well.
Do you know what the process is? Do you know how difficult it is to legally possess a weapon in this state?
Yeah, it's very true. Actually, Connecticut has some of the strong, I don't know if they're the strongest, but very strong gun laws requiring, and the federal government has the Brady Act, which does create a requirement for background checks. If you go into a licensed federal firearms dealer to buy a gun, it's one of the loopholes I think we got to close and apply it to other sales of guns at places like gun shows. So, look, in my opinion, there's no one answer to this kind of tragedy. There's no question that we can strengthen some of our gun laws without taking anybody's guns away in a way that will make it less likely that a nightmare like this will visit any other families or communities. But as we know, these guns were purchased legally here. He took them from his mother.
And that's the other question, Senator. You look at these guys. You look at Columbine, I would say.
Yeah.
You look at what went on in Aurora, Colorado. You look at what went on at Virginia Tech. You look at this. These are disturbed people who somehow get a hold of these guns. So you have to ask a question. What do you do with people, you know, who have these issues? This guy was seriously mentally ill.
Yeah, these are the big and hard questions. I'll tell you the truth, if there was a will, we could toughen up our gun control laws next year in pretty rapid fashion. And I think there's a changing mood about that. The tougher questions are, how do you identify? I mean, there's a pattern here in all the acts of mass violence that you've just described. They're almost all young men who are clearly mentally troubled, Many of them, most of them actually, and I don't say this was the cause, but they were vulnerable. They were involved in some very almost magnetic way with violence in video games or music or something else. And then they get guns and they kill people. And the harder parts are how do we create a society in which the people closest to these kinds of young men identify them, realize that they're in trouble, and get them mental health help before they strike at the rest of us. And also to ask about the influence of violence in the entertainment culture on young people particularly. Obviously, not everybody who plays a violent video game becomes a murderer, but there's a vulnerable population out there that does. And how do we protect ourselves from that?
800-510-8255. Questions, more questions than answers. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about gun control.
You know, the tragedy of Sandy Hook has made gun control laws the hottest topic in America right now. President Obama says it's a top priority. Prominent gun rights advocates in Congress are even calling for a national discussion. Where do you guys stand on it? I mean, for me, you have to sort of isolate it to one thing, and I sort of feel like you can't justify owning an assault rifle. I mean, it's a weapon of mass destruction. It is not, you can't hunt with it because it destroys everything that right. you point at it. It's not something to guard your house because you end up taking all the plaster down. There's no excuse for anyone to own one.
To that point, let me just make this point. On the day that these 20 children were killed by this automatic mm-hmm. rifle, in China, a Chinese man attacked 23 children with a knife. There were only minor injuries. Yeah. All these children in Connecticut are dead, and these children in China have minor injuries. I mean, that tells you so much, I think.
Let me just give you some facts, sure. because the president has said that this is not going to, there's going to be a difference and that there are things they're going to do. And he's already had meetings Monday afternoon about this issue with his attorney general, his education secretary, and so forth. But federal law does not trump state law.
Holiday shopping got you down? Well, you're not alone. 60% of the people who participated in a recent Groupon holiday study said that finding the right gift is their number one holiday shopping challenge. Those hardest to shop for? The person who has everything. The unclassified love interest. And the frenemy. Brett Runyon, Groupon Sierras for Groupon.com, has some tips to make the holidays easier.
Groupon.com has developed a few tools to help you out this holiday season. The Groupon Gift Finder helps to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. After answering three simple questions about the giftee, the Gift Finder searches through thousands of deals throughout Groupon to display the perfect options. Check it out on Groupon.com/gifts. Or follow us at Groupon and hashtag Groupon Gifts for up-to-the-minute shopping advice and gift ideas.
Groupon provides customers with assistance, advice, and a variety of high-quality items and experiences at unbeatable prices. Make sure to check them out at Groupon.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush it aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now to your calls on the situation in Newtown, Connecticut, situation in America, gun control, the psychology that goes into all of this, and the announcement that was made about the National Rifle Association having a, this is the statement they released. Let me just read it to you verbatim. National Rifle Association of America, made up of 4 million moms and dads, sons and daughters, and we were shocked, saddened, and heartbroken by the news of the horrific and senseless murders in Newtown. Out of respect for the families, as a matter of common decency, we've given time for morning prayer and a full investigation of the facts before commenting. The NRA is prepared to offer meaningful contributions to help make sure this never happens again. As such, we're planning to hold a major news conference on Friday, December 21st. So what does that mean to you, if anything at all? 800-510-8255 could mean a lot, could mean zero. You're welcome to chime in. I'm looking at some of the other headlines today. 22 frat members charged in the hazing death of a freshman at Northern Illinois University. 4 people dead in a Colorado murder-suicide. Police alerted after a woman from a home called 911 to report a shooting. Was apparently gunned down then while she was on the phone. And then there was the fellow who killed her, grabbed the phone, said he was going to kill himself. This stuff again, more violence, murders, and yet somebody had the gall in the FBI yesterday or the day before to say that the number of murders in America is down. Man, they're really onto it there at the FBI. 800-510-8255. Here's Don in Florida. And the reference here I see on the screen is to God. Let's listen.
I believe that the government has to play a role in getting back to Deuteronomy chapter 17, which meant if someone murders somebody, God's word says, execute them, send them to me. A rapist and a murderer should be executed on TV, and God's word said, this too will stop. It's continue on because we put them in prison, feed them for years. So if the government gets back to what God's word said, let them kill someone and show it on YouTube. Execute them. Send them to me because a murderer and a rapist cannot have salvation in the flesh.
800-510-8255. What say you, Drew, in California?
I think, your record should cause the federal government to step in, whether you like it or not. If you're getting in trouble, if you have a record of anger, if you have a record with social violence, I think that's when the government should step in, because if they don't, you could see what happens, socially. I agree with that 100%. Either if you're not in jail, then you need help. And the federal government, if you're going to be walking around as a free citizen on the streets of our country, and you have a record of violence or anger or mental problems, and no one else seems to help you, then the federal government should, I believe that 100%, because you'll have a track record of incidences, which just tell the tape right there.
800-510-8255. I'm reading a blog on the gun lobby following the Sandy Hook massacre. The gun lobby is now threatening violent revolution. The executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, argued that the right to bear arms is necessary to make our government cower in the fear of gun owners. He said, quote, "We have guns fundamentally to protect us. We have the Second Amendment to control the government." Went on to say that he thinks it bothers lawmakers that armed Americans can attack them with assault weapons. I'm looking at this and just thinking to myself, listen to the calls around the nation for a discussion of gun safety laws, for changes in gun safety laws, and the discussion around the nation, but it's not this, but there are other ingredients for sure. A lot of the gun groups are spreading around, and with actually real credible information, that the people who are killing people are pretty much all psychotic. That still doesn't address that the fact that these guns that you say, some of you say, we need to have to protect ourselves from the government are in the hands of people that are inappropriate. So even if we all agree that you have guns like that, how do you keep them out of the hands of these psychotics that are using them inappropriately? I think there's a question there that needs some more time and thorough concentration. Carol in Minnesota thinks the government has to do something about the mentally ill.
I feel that the state and the federal government need to have a hand in what's going on with mental illness, because I see people every day in the streets of Minneapolis walking the streets of Minneapolis, and they're mentally ill. They're talking to themselves about things, and nobody's listening, and nobody's seeing these things, but I, for one, am. And until something is done, then the unimaginable will happen, and that was the unimaginable that happened the other day.
800-510-8255. Dave in Alaska, you want to add to that?
Yes, I do. I've been a gun owner for 57 years of my life, and I've never killed anyone or any. I never shot at anything I didn't kill, because I hunt, and I like to eat the animals that I kill. I've hunted deer and elk all my life, and I'm very good at it. And
what's that got to do with this?
I'm a proud gun owner.
Yeah. What has that got to do with this, though? With how you've used your
gun? I'm not a freaking nut, and I'm.
Well, so nobody's saying that you are.
Socially acceptable. These people that are doing all this are not socially acceptable, and society outcasts them and just ignores them.
What are you saying? Dave, hold on. Dave, you're just running off at the mouth. What's your point? All right, you got your radio on, and it confuses you, and that's what part of the problem is. Please, when you call, and the fellow who answers the phone tells you to turn your radio down, please do that. 800-510-8255. I didn't hear anything in there that contributed to the discussion. I understand he's a gun owner. He's responsible. There are millions of responsible gun owners who are not to be penalized because of this. But because you, who are gun owners, can't do anything, you're impotent to change the system, my suggestion would be that you use the power and influence that you have as gun owners to get those who are in charge to look at all aspects of this, not just guns. You can do that. You apparently have all of this hooch with regulators and with the government folks, whether they be state or federal lawmakers. If you have all that hooch and you feel it's not the gun owners who are the problem, but people who are on psychotropic drugs, then you better use your influence, because otherwise you're going to lose some of the access to guns. You better make a good case for it, and that was not a good case for it. 800-510-8255. Ray in Tennessee on Ritalin.
I have got a question that nobody's ever said on TV. I'd like to have an answer. I want to know if this boy had been on Ritalin when he was in school, because nobody's ever asked the question or answered the question. Was the boy on Ritalin while he was in school so he would act like a little girl instead of a little boy? I think the Ritalin is making these little boys grow up to be an adult with a mental problem. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's pretty simplistic thinking. Ritalin is a big problem. Over exposure and prescription of drugs by the so-called professionals in public schools is a big problem. Parents, you want to go back up the chain, Ray. Parents who allow their children to eat the kinds of things that a lot of kids eat, the sugar-filled cereals that you see advertised as much as you do on TV for children. That stuff, that sugar in the morning, well, any time of the day, but mostly in the morning, sugar sends these kids, and adults too. It just takes less because the children's body is smaller. It really does a number. So instead of, it's so simple, but yet instead of dealing with it that way and offering some advice to parents perhaps about what they ought to serve their children for breakfast, they don't do that. Instead, they give them drugs. And I don't know whether this kid, he was on drugs for sure, whether it was Ritalin. I think the question has been asked, whether it's been answered or not, remains to be seen. 800-510-8255. More of your calls in a moment here on The Shooting, here in The Countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
On them scenes are you listening, in the store, cups are glistening. A beautiful sound, we all gather round, meet me in a coffee wonderland.
Happy holidays from Starbucks Coffee Chorus. For Starbucks, the holidays are a time for rekindling traditions that are rooted in more than four decades of passion for coffee, tastes of the season, and the holiday spirit. Make Starbucks your destination for all things holiday. A place to treat yourself, pick out the perfect gift, reminisce, and make new memories this season.
Starbucks coffee, come give the coffee.
cup of coffee with me, or tea, or maybe a cappuccino, Starbucks coffee, come drink a latte with me tonight.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Starbucks coffee, a steaming tall Americano with cream. Or maybe a cappuccino, Starbucks coffee.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
800-510-8255 connects you to our discussion on the countdown of the gun control laws, mental health issues. By the way, the poll, first poll taken on gun control since the shooting, suggests that 57% of you support tightening the country's gun control laws. The poll was conducted a couple of days ago. 9% of respondents said the law should be loosened. 30% said they would not like any change. 57% said they wanted change. 26% said stricter gun laws would have helped prevent the shooting by a lot. 16% said by a little. 50% said the stronger gun laws would have had no impact at all. What do you make out of that? 800-510-8255. Here's Lori in Arizona with a focus on the problem from her perspective.
I run a group home, and this one lady that lived here, she was on her medication, so I thought, and then she didn't take her medications. And three different times in a week, I told them they took her away, and she was at a mental hospital, and she called me at the mental hospital to see if she could come home, and like two out of the three times, she just went ballistic. So I told the nurses that were there. I said, no, I don't want her to come back to the house, to the facility. And each time, within the hour, they delivered her back to the house. And then one morning at 3:55 in the morning, I get a slam on the door, the front door, and it's SWAT as well as a crisis team. And they asked me if there was a lady named Marion here, and I said, yes, she's one of the people that live here. And they said, is everybody all right? I said, sure, everybody's all right. What are you talking about? She said, well, she called the crisis line and said that she was going to slice everyone's throat, cut everyone's throat. And we looked, and we have no more butcher knives, no more chef's knives, and they were all in her room. And finally we had to have an order of protection to get her out of the house. But the facility where she was taken each and every time, taken away by a crisis team, by a police officer or whatever, they let her come home. She is considered seriously mentally ill, but it's like day and night when she's on her medication and when she's not, okay? But she has, like, horrific side effects, you know, like mental problems, like homicidal and such like this, okay? But once she's medicated, she's all right. She's a functioning person. I think that they need to understand and take longer than that that quick little look person who does not know this person, and there's people in the home who know what they're like, and take longer if they have to take that 72 hours and make it into a week to see how they act, how they behave, if they go off, or if they have like mental breakdown or dreams that become realities.
800-510-8255. Here's Dave in Nevada with again sort of an underscoring of the type of issue this lady was just addressing.
I'm calling as a former VA homeless outreach worker in West LA. 33%, that's 33%, one-third of America's homeless are military veterans. Every one of them could be off the street with mental health problems and so forth if the VA would process the claims that have been 4.5 years delayed. We sued the VA in 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in May of last year. The government under Obama and Holder appealed that win before the three justices panel in May of last year to the full court, which set aside our victory, and veterans are now back to square one with no mental health issues from a VA under a former four-star Army General Shinseki, who refuses to process our benefits claims.
Well, that takes care of our discussion of the shooting. Fiscal Cliff next in focus.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now our fiscal slope discussion has been, pretty much since last week. There are sources that say the president and John Boehner may be closer than ever to a deal to avert the problem. There's been a call back and forth between each of the parties, and Boehner apparently talked to the president about his statement on the Connecticut shootings and some of the other things going on. And then Boehner said to the president, maybe we can raise marginal income tax rates on households earning more than $1 million of adjusted income. So does that mean he's caving? Here's talk host Rob Port talking to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma about concerns that Republicans will cave.
I want to read you something that Politico just wrote about you. They wrote, I quote, with a possible tax hike vote in sight, Coburn has emerged as a Sherpa of sorts for reluctant conservatives to discuss a deal that includes higher tax rates on upper-income Americans in exchange for significant spending cuts and sweeping entitlement reforms. You've broken, I mean, a lot of conservatives are saying no tax hikes at all. You're saying let's allow some tax hikes in exchange for spending cuts. And what kind of bothers me a little bit, what worries, I think, me, people like me who see you as a conservative leader who have a lot of trust, for what you do in the Senate, what we worry about is that we're gonna give away tax increases in exchange for spending cuts that are gonna be meaningless or aren't gonna materialize.
Well, you're gonna give the tax cuts away anyhow, because they go away December 31st. Before I ever got to the Senate, the Republicans struck that deal. That 1231, the tax rates go away. So they're going away anyhow. So why not? Here's the scenario. Let's say we don't agree to that. So all those taxes, tax cuts go away, and after the first year, what do you think happens? The president comes to Congress, and the Democrats in Congress and the Republicans in the House say, yeah, we want to restore these tax cuts. And so, and then what are they going to load it up with? Load it up with every other kind of piece of junk to increase spending and get no spending cuts whatsoever. And are the Republicans going to vote against a tax cut for the average American family? They're not. So they're gone anyway. So what we ought to do is say, okay, you know, I want to retreat to fight again, and we can't change it. We can, in fact, protect middle class and middle income Americans, and we can make some difference on the upper income. But that was decided a long time ago, and we don't have the power to stop that because we don't control the presidency and we don't control the Senate. So that's going to happen. So why don't we give them what they want and then fight for anything else? Something's going to happen. We have no leverage on that whatsoever. So let's fight for something that we can do. Is if, in fact, you want to do something other than that, like you want to extend the debt limit, fine. We'll be happy to do that. Let's have some entitlement reform. Let's fix the real problem in our country. Or let's not, the sequester is not a bad deal. It's $1.2 trillion. It's not going to get spent over the next 10 years just by current law. Well, I'm all for changing that, but I'm not for any less of a cut in spending of the federal government. So we ought to put ourselves in a position where we at least have some bargaining power. Our position right now is we have none.
Senator Tom Coburn, here is Talkhost Bill Meyer with economist Ed Conrad talking about the Republicans falling into a trap.
You're saying that the Republicans are going about this, or are falling into a trap when it comes to negotiating with the president about the so-called fiscal cliff talks. What's the problem? What's the trap here?
Well, I think the president has been very successful at, he's raised government spending 30%. He's increased government spending as a percent of GDP from 20% of GDP historically to 24% today. And he's run up $1.1 trillion a year of deficits. We can have about $200 billion a year to keep debt from growing as a percent of GDP, which means you have a $900 billion a year gap. You know, they talk in 10-year time frames, so that would be $9 trillion gap that needs to be closed.
Now, that's a lot of money even in your world, isn't it?
I think it's almost an unfathomable amount of money, but you know, $900 billion a year, we only raise $1.1 trillion a year in income tax, so you need an 80% across-the-board increase in income tax. We only spend $3.6 trillion a year, you need a 25% reduction in spending across the board.
And that means everything, yeah. Social Security, Medicare, military, yeah, all of it, right?
Right, and if you if you hold anything sacred, then the rest of it's got to be even more. So what's happened then, as a result, is he has not proposed any spending reductions. In fact, he's fought all spending reductions. So he needs enormous tax increases in order to fund this spending.
All right, on the other side, the left is saying Obama is giving in too much on the negotiation. So it sounds just like. Hello. There's the finger pointed in which direction you want it to go. 59 past.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.